Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. I am your host, Bruce Irving, here with you for another episode of the podcast. My guest today is Michael from Feed Me Russo's on Instagram. Michael has been on the podcast before, but the one thing that I wanted to talk about with Michael today was his knack for getting attention, coming up with ideas on Instagram. Now, Michael has a great pizzeria. It's not a big pizzeria, and he doesn't have multiple locations, but he has this ability to come up with ideas that get attention for national media, like the Food Network or national trade magazines. And he does this on Instagram all the time. So it's not like a one-time thing with him. So I wanted to have him come back on the podcast and kind of talk about his thought process and how he comes up with these ideas and how he executes on them and what happens when he does get this media attention. Does that translate into actual customers and how does he deal with that? We talk all about that on today's podcast episode. I really think you're going to enjoy this one. Michael's a great guy. Always fun to chat with him and always share his ability to, you know, leverage Instagram and social media to get attention for his pizzeria, Feed Me Russo's. Well, the name of his pizzeria isn't Feed Me Russo's. His account on Instagram is Feed Me Russo's. So go check them out and give him a follow over there. You won't regret it. You'll be entertained for sure. Michael's definitely an entertaining guy on Instagram. All right, before we do get into the podcast today, I do have to say thank you to a couple of our sponsors, and I very much appreciate them sponsoring the show as we end 2020 and move into 2021. Hopefully 2021 is better than 2020, for sure. 2020 has been a dumpster fire of a year, but listen, we made it. We're getting to the end. Be grateful for being alive and being healthy if you are, and look forward to the new year and getting it started on the right foot. So thank you to Baccio Cheese and thank you to the Mail Shark for being supporters of this podcast that you're listening to right now. Listen, getting your menu into your customers' hands has never been more critical than it is right now in 2020. With most restaurants focusing more on takeout and delivery, it's crucial to share your food offerings, pricing, specials, both online and offline. Menus are one of the most effective direct mail marketing pieces for restaurants. And to support restaurants, MailShark is offering 1,000 free takeout menus for any menu mailing campaign by visiting themailshark.com/SPM. You can get details and redeem. MailShark has been a longtime sponsor of the podcast, and this is a great offer. You're going to get 1,000 free takeout menus with your next mailing campaign. Again, that's themailshark.com/SPM for details. All right, before we get into today's episode, I have to say thanks to Baccio for sponsoring the show. Let me just tell you that not only does Baccio have great cheese, and trust me, I know because I've been using it quite a bit lately. Check out my Instagram, by the way, and you'll see some photos of it for not only pizzas, but for sandwiches. But they also have a Baccio Gold Club program where you can earn money back based on the amount of cheese that you use. There's three different tiers: gold, platinum, and diamond. Plus, Gold Club members get access to the Baccio marketing store for promotional items such as pizza box stickers, menus, and so many other things that you can find available for you to use inside the Baccio marketing store. They want to help you grow your business because if you grow your business, you buy more cheese. You buy more cheese, you get more money back. It's as simple as that. So if you haven't yet, head over to BaccioCheese.com/SPM. You can check out the store. You can request some samples of the products. And trust me, if you use this cheese, you will not regret it. Like I said, smart pizza marketing. Go over to my Instagram. You're going to see some photos of the cheese pizzas I've been making and the sandwiches using the Baccio cheese, the Provore. All of the cheese that Baccio has to offer is great. I guarantee it. So again, BaccioCheese.com/SPM to get started with Baccio today. Thank you to them. Go check them out. If you're interested in Baccio, smartpizzamarketing.com/Baccio or smartpizzamarketing.com/MailChark to get some more information and start your 2021 out on the right foot. All right, now let's get into today's podcast episode with Michael from Feed Me Russo's on Instagram. All right, guys, welcome back to the podcast. Michael from Feed Me Russo's on Instagram is joining me on the podcast. We had a podcast that we did before, so we're just going to do a kind of a follow-up to that and see what Michael's up to, what he's working on. He's always working on some cool stuff, so I'm excited to talk to him. So, Michael, thank you so much, first of all, for joining me on the podcast. Very much appreciated.
Absolutely. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Very good. Very good.
How are you holding up in all of this?
I'm holding up perfectly fine. Just by association of pickup and takeout, people just automatically go to pizza.
Yeah.
So thank God for that.
So just before we get really into it, give everybody kind of a little bit of a background about what you do and where you do it.
All right, so a little bit of the background of me is family was in the pizza business for many years, as I've said the last podcast. Took a hiatus, came back to it, told my father I'm going to put the pizza business on its head, and I did a little bit. I do a little against the grain on traditional pizza dishes, and we were just featured on the Cooking Channel. The Food Network did an article on us, and yeah, just trying to make some noise in the pizza world.
You do a great job of coming up with some killer ideas. Like, where do you get your ideas from? Is it just like you see them in other places, or you just think of it out of your
No, I'm a fat kid at heart, so I
head?
imagine these things in my head and I say, wow, that would be really cool. Wait, I could do that. All right, so let's make it happen. Many burns and flops in the process, but eventually it comes out and you guys see the finished product.
Yeah, I mean, like you, I mean, I'm sure it takes a lot longer to kind of put it all together and make it look nice. Because you go to your Instagram account, Feed Me Russo's, and your photos look phenomenal. But I'm sure it takes a lot of like trial and error and working through the process of actually doing it multiple times before it actually comes out like that.
Fun fact about what you see on my Instagram
Yeah.
is always a customer's product, is what I'm giving to the customer. I do not believe in taking something, a picture of something that this is what it looks like, it's cool, but that's not what you're getting on your plate. So I always interrupt something new to a customer and I say, I'm sorry, give me 5 minutes. I got to take a picture of this. I take a picture and then I give it to them, and that's what you see.
That's cool though, because you don't want to like it's like those commercials you see with like McDonald's and Domino's where you see those pizzas on TV, but then you get it, you're like, what the hell is this? It doesn't look anything like what it did on
That
TV.
was my biggest pet peeve when I was a kid. My parents would always make fun of me when we would go out. They would take me like Burger King and we would look at a sandwich. I'm like, but Dad, it don't look like that. And
Right.
he's like, yeah, but Michael, they do that for the picture. I said, that's stupid. But
Well, it's
here I
good.
am.
Well, it's good. I'm sure that your customers appreciate that because it's not like it's something totally different. You're actually getting what you actually see on Instagram. And I'm sure that's probably what they're looking for, right? Like, I'm sure they a lot of your customers discover you on Instagram and say, hey, that photo of that, whatever that is, looks amazing. I want that.
That's what they're getting. I don't want to do a bait and switch. I
Right.
don't believe in that.
What do you use for your Instagram photos? Do you just use your phone?
My Samsung Galaxy.
Nice. You don't use any apps or anything?
Nope. My
No.
Samsung Galaxy and incredible lighting because I have giant front windows.
I know that natural lighting does wonders for photos, doesn't it?
It's the best. It's like, okay, you can't put a filter on it because then it's going to look like you put a filter on it, and
Right.
it's just the sun is like God's filter, basically.
It's true. I think too many people overthink what they do for Instagram, like the way they take a photo, like, or they need a digital camera, or they need the perfect lighting, or a light box.
You don't need any of that if you have perfect natural sunlight.
Yeah.
That is the best true high definition photo you could take to show what you have to offer.
Agreed. How has business been?
Business has been very, very good. Very good with obviously the release of the Cooking Channel coming out with the episode. Just different big Instagram accounts coming in, just trying different stuff that they hit me up at random. They're like, hey, that looks cool. Can we come in and take some photos? Sure, go ahead. Free meal for you, pictures for me. That's how that works. It's a scratch your back, I scratch yours. You scratch mine, I scratch yours.
Yeah.
It's been good because side note about the pizza business, it to me is the easiest moldable business to whatever any economy is doing. If economies are booming and I wanted to do just straight novelty stuff and you wanted to charge absurd amount for this novelty stuff, great. But if it's not doing good, you could sell a large pie for $8, eight slices, feed eight people,
Yeah.
and you could just ride the wave of whatever is going on because it's something that's quick and easy for people.
Yeah, I never, you put it in a good way. I've never really heard anybody put it like that before, but you're right. It is pretty adaptable to whatever the current situation is. Like now, like right, like no one can
Whatever
go in.
you're doing.
Yeah, no one can eat indoors, so it's very easy to make your pizzeria a to-go, pick up, take out.
Right. Steakhouses, that's a different story, but I have a friend who owns a bagel store and he became a grocery store when everything was locked down. So it's just, you got to know how to adapt and to mold to certain things.
Yeah, did you, what is it like where you are? Like, what are the regulations?
You could eat in,
Yeah.
take out, do whatever you want. I have capacity, but my seating isn't max capacity even on a normal day because my tables that I have, they're like, if you came to my store, you would see that they're giant pallets. So I used reclaimed pallets as tables.
That's
So I
cool.
can't have 50 of them in my store. You know what I'm saying?
So it's only a certain
So
amount.
it's only a certain amount. So it really hasn't affected me on once they opened up the, you could dine in at 50% or 25% because at the end of the day, we're mostly pickup and takeout anyway.
Yeah. Is that the majority of your business is like they order ahead and take it out?
Except like the novelty stuff. The novelty stuff, people travel from hours away. They want to sit there and eat it, not take it home.
Do they
But
take
other
pictures?
than that,
Do they sit there and like take tons of pictures of it before they? That's like free
they compare
advertising.
like exactly, and that's why it's like some people will say, "Oh, this food account has so much less followers than I do," and it's not worth it for me. It's like any picture that anybody takes is free advertising, and you could use that to any advantage you want to because they just want to come in and do it, not even for you, for themselves.
Right.
So you take that, you give them food, they give you pictures, whether there's money exchanged or not. It's today's way of print advertising, not the expense of it.
Yeah. It's the do people ask for money sometimes?
I've had a couple and I politely declined saying I never have. So I hope you didn't get the wrong impression when you asked to come in.
Right.
But
Is
can you
it?
hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I don't know why you got very low
No, I
for
can hear
some
you.
odd reason.
Yeah, I can hear you fine. We were saying about the money. Can you hear me? Good.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why I can't hear you well. Hold on.
Yeah.
You there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right.
My back?
We're back.
All right, good. So we were talking about money for accounts. Yeah, I feel like even if someone asked you for money, I guess it would have to look at their account and like see how much impressions they got and where those impressions were. But if, even if someone came to me and's like, "Hey, Bruce, your pizzeria, I'm gonna charge you, or I charge $50 for a post." If that $50 is gonna be blasted to, thousands of people in my local area, that's worth $50 plus food. Like it's not a horrible expense.
No, not at all.
But if you can
But
get
I
away without
gotta,
doing it, you're better off.
right. I gotta know that I'm getting feedback from that page saying, "Hey, I saw it here, blah, blah, blah. All right, well, this ticket item was this."
Right.
And it also takes somebody seven times to see something
True.
before they act on anything. And the world of Instagram and social media is like they see it less brain attention than a goldfish now. So it's like I see it once, I'm done, I won't see it again.
Right. Yeah, but some of your stuff is so unique that even if you see it once, like I've seen some of your photos and I'm like, wow, that was pretty unique and it sticks in my brain, even if I only see it once. You know?
Exactly.
It's not like a
Thank you.
regular photo of pizza of a pepperoni pizza, just a regular average pepperoni pizza that looks really good on Instagram, but you're like, all right, I've seen a pizza pepperoni pizza before. It's not like it looks good, but it's not the most unique thing I've ever seen. What's your most unique item that you have come up with?
My pizzerito is the biggest. My honestly, my dessert pie, those two items that were featured on TV, basically those are the most popular that people come and travel for.
What, so how did you get on TV? What is the Food Network show that you're on?
It was Monster Mashups.
And what is it about?
It's how you combine two different worlds, like I took pizza, which is the Italian world, and I took a burrito in the Mexican world, and I basically rolled up the pizza and called it a pizzerito. So that's the mashup right there.
And how did they get your, how did you get, like, how did they get on your radar or vice versa?
No idea.
Really?
No idea. Just got an email one day and said, "Hey, would you like to be featured on Monster Mashups?" And I didn't think it was real. I'm like, "Oh, yes." I say no to nothing.
Yeah.
So,
And then how long, like,
sure.
how, what was that process like from, like, when they emailed you to when they actually came out or featured you?
You want to know the truth?
Yeah.
They filmed 2 years ago and it just came out last month.
No, sir. You think that was because of the whole Corona thing? Yeah.
Yeah. But also, Food Network owns the Cooking Channel, Travel Channel, I believe. I could be getting it wrong. And then they were trying to figure out which station was going to host it. So the Cooking Channel took it.
Yeah.
But then they figured that out. And then, boom, here you go. Corona, hello.
I know,
And
right?
here we are.
I mean, the Corona thing lasted way a lot longer than I'm sure we thought in the beginning. I thought it was going to be a couple months. Now it's
Oh,
like
my
9 months
God. Yeah.
later.
Oh, yeah.
So that probably put a hole. I bet it would have been what? So you probably, if the whole Corona thing didn't happen, it probably would have been what, a year, you think?
Yeah. Usually that's how, like, even movies are. There's like, it's a year usually after everything is done and wrapped up and filmed and stuff. They got to edit and go
Right.
back and stuff like that.
Like, do they ask you, hey, this isn't going to come out for a year. Are you sure you're going to have this item on your menu when this comes out? Do they ask you that?
Oh, no, yeah, they had to. They
Yeah.
said this is not just a short period of time thing. I said, no, this is on my menu forever.
Yeah, because I can figure, like, someone come up with this crazy thing, and then, like, a year later, they're like, we don't have that anymore. That was so a year ago.
Yeah, that happens a lot with some people. And I'm not gonna lie, there were some things that I've experimented with and I put on social media that people are just like, "Can I get this?" And I'm like, "Ah, I don't have the product for that, but I can get it next week and do it again."
Right. Has there been anything that you've put on social media like that that you're like, all right, you tried it and it, like, looked cool, but you're like, I'm never doing that again?
Yes. I did an open face calzone, and basically I took like a round, like you know those upside down cake pans, like cake pans.
Yes. Like the metal
This
ones,
is like,
like a, almost like a deep dish pan.
yeah. I took a deep dish pan. I left it open. I filled it with ricotta, and I took a garlic knot. I hollowed it out. And I put sauce in the middle of it, so you had like dipping, like it was a big pull apart bread,
Yeah.
but it was such a pain in the rear to do it.
Oh, really? So you, like, did it once
Yeah,
and.
so it's like it went up once, a couple people came in and filmed it, and I'm like, all right, maybe this will fade away a little bit and just go off into the wind.
I crossed your fingers, like, all right, I hope nobody orders that.
Yeah, just because there are times that I'm like, this looks so cool, this is gonna be a big thing, and it's like, let me put it up, and then, damn it, maybe I shouldn't have because this was a royal pain in the you know what to make.
It's hard, right? Because you, like, you think about things, and, like, when you're experimenting like that, or you're coming up with new ideas, you usually are doing it during, like, your off time or a slow time. You never like experimenting with something Friday night at 6:30.
No, absolutely not. You're also, I get when I go through the store, it's like, oh, like I did a flatbread with prosciutto, soppressata, and stuff like that, and it came out amazing, and I had a bunch of people order it. I only bought a certain amount of prosciutto and soppressata for it because I normally don't carry prosciutto in my store. But I still get people to this day that are just like, oh, randomly, like weeks in between ordering that. And it's like, do I carry it again? Do I not carry it again? Do I carry it again? Do I launch that I have it again? And then, oh, so with putting crazy things up,
Yeah.
people will scroll deep on the social media. Like, I saw this, you have it. It's like, yeah, that was last year.
do you ever
Fakes for fun.
like, do you see a definite correlation? Like, if you come up with a new idea or a new product, right, and you post it to Instagram, like, how long before people start to order and find it? Like, right away?
Yeah, I had what was it? Oh, this was an accident. There was garlic bread, I believe. There was garlic bread, and I had a side sauce of vodka sauce sitting next to me. And I just dunked it in there. I'm like, let me take a picture of this. I put it up, and my phone just started going off. And I looked at one of my guys. I said, watch. And then, like, 20 minutes later, people started ordering it.
Really?
So it's weird because Instagram, you don't normally see someone's post right away, you know?
Yeah, it's like the algorithm makes it like next time you're on, or like sometimes you don't see it. Sometimes you see a post that's new to you, but it was 3 hours ago.
Yeah, no, this one was, it was like the garlic bread with the vodka sauce. I believe that, I could be wrong, but it was like 20 minutes later, 30 minutes later, someone's like, hi, you just posted something. I'm like, what?
Dude, what point of sale system do you use? So you must have to like go over there and like plug it in, or do you just have an old school one?
I have Clover.
So you have to go in there and like plug it in, or if like you just come up with something new, do you just wait and make sure that people are going to order before you put it into your point of sale?
No, I don't put it, anything that I, crazy stuff, I don't put in at all. It's, it goes in as a custom item.
Got it. Yeah, because it's probably like too, you know, complicated to put all the items in there.
Yeah, and it's like my computer will freeze, and it's like, wait, what is that? Do we have that today? No, we don't. Okay.
Do your guys love you or hate you?
Both.
Yeah, I was going to say, because
they hate to love me and they love to hate me.
Yeah, because you come up with some ideas. I'm sure like some of these things that you come up with, and you know, we'll share your Instagram account. It's Feed Me Russo's on Instagram. You can go check it out. Like some of these things you come up with, and I, as a pizza maker myself and someone who's worked in a pizza kitchen, I know how hard that must be to make. And I'm like, if someone came up with that idea on Friday night, I would murder them.
Yeah, it's, we give time slots. Like my guys look at me for the, it's like a drum roll for the first phone call of that particular item, especially like my mother when she answers the phone.
Yeah.
She'd be like, what the hell are you talking about? I don't know. He just posted it. And then she'll just give me this look, and she'll slowly turn like this. She'd be like, what did you put up? While the customer's still on the phone. I'm like, I don't know. Here's my phone. Go look at it. And then the other guys are standing behind me. They're just like, I don't know. Can you just show us how to make it real quick, please? I'm like, yeah, okay, real quick.
You should put like a screen above your Instagram account, so like when people go, all right, I want to order, it's the fourth picture down on the feed, they can just like go over there and scroll and be like, all right, I'll make that right there.
Well, there's a downfall to the social media and coming up with crazy different things that I have to put in as custom item, is I might have to start putting screens where my menus are. On a serious note, I might have to start putting screens and just upload my Instagram picture so it's constantly scrolling through, because when people walk in, they look up at my menu and they look like they're looking at a different language, and there's like, I don't see the Russo grilled cheese up there. I'm like, because it's not up there.
Right. Or,
I don't see that. I'm like, it's not up there. It's on my social media. And then I say, go on, Feed Me Russo's. But it's got ups and downs to it, but I'm not complaining.
I think exposure, right? Like the down might be, it's hard to scale, but
right,
you can't make up that exposure that it gives you. Like you probably wouldn't get that in any right other way.
Right. It's only, yeah, you could pay for it, but you can't in a way, because I know some people that have paid for certain things and then just the customer feedback is just not great.
Right.
And it's like all that money is spent for that. It's, what did that get you? Just numbers.
And you're paying for exposure for something that's similar to somebody else, right? Like it's not unique.
Right. Right, right. Now, I'm not saying don't pay for certain things. By all means, everybody has a business in their niche and got to make money somehow. But like I said, I noticed that some people who've paid for certain things, they don't get the same response as somebody who didn't, because that's like a just a raw experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you ever promote any of your posts or any of the things you make, like advertising wise?
On Facebook, when I know that I have like a novelty thing or something cool, or like my apple pie pizza that I'm doing for Thanksgiving. I open up on Thanksgiving from 11 to 1, only doing my apple pies that are pre-orders. So I tell my father, because he takes care of my Facebook for me, I tell him, boost that.
Yep.
Because that's something that I know that's guaranteed. It's pre-orders. Reach out to at least the surrounding area for those people to come pick them up, pick that up on the way to Thanksgiving. And every year we do the same thing. And once in a while, I'll post certain things, like if I have a special of some sort, that like my tray specials that I'll do randomly during the week. I'm like, Dad, boost this out a couple days before so they know what they're having for dinner midweek.
Yeah. And that's a good strategy right there. I think that looking at your Instagram account too, a lot of people, so we were doing this Instagram challenge not too long ago, and a lot of people were struggling with coming up not necessarily coming with, up with ideas. I think people have a lack of creativity, not necessarily a lack of ideas. Like they know they can post photos and videos, but they kind of post photos.
You just said a word.
What's that?
You just said a word, creativity, right?
Yeah.
My mother, my wife wrote me a note, and it's a sketch pad because I draw a lot.
Yeah.
And in that sketch pad, in the beginning, she wrote, be creative. So I got it tattooed because I'm a lefty.
Oh, nice. I'm a lefty too.
Crazy. There you go.
Nice.
My man.
Lefties unite.
But yeah, always be creative.
Yeah.
It's in everybody. You just got to find it.
And I was just going to say, like, I think that's what made your Instagram stand out. Not necessarily that you have the, like, your photos are great. Don't get me wrong. But I think if your photos were just cheese pizzas or pepperoni pizzas, your Instagram account would do good. But I don't think you'd be getting the exposure or the reach you're getting because of the creativity you are putting into those things.
It would kind of peak.
Yeah. I think you'd have to spend more money. Like, I think you'd have to promote it maybe more than you do.
Yes. Yeah. Agreed.
And I don't think
100% because I'd have to convince people come in because of this cheese pizza at this angle.
Right.
Now I'm going to take it at a different angle. It's the redundant.
But I don't think you'd get the Food Network to come in. I mean, maybe you would. Maybe your cheese pizza is so phenomenal that they would eventually find out about you. But I think you got the way, because you're so creative, you caught their eye much quicker and easier than you would have with just good photos of regular pizza.
Right. Thank you. Yeah.
You know, I think like a lot of people,
I'm not going to argue with that.
Yeah. I think people can think outside the box. Like, I think you do a good job of that. And I think people could follow your lead and say, like, what could you put together that, you know, there's a lot of tradition in the pizza making space, right? Like I think there's two sides of the pizza making world. There's traditionalists who specialize in really good pizza, which is great. Like trying to make the best simple pizza they can. And that's a great strategy. Yeah. You know, that and always has good pizza. And then there's guys like yourself who are creative, right? Who aren't afraid to go outside the box and make different things. And I think you could take either one of those tacks to really make yourself stand out.
Gotta make noise. Gotta make noise, especially with the social media world of instant gratification and the next best thing.
Do you do TikTok at all? I feel like you would do fantastic on TikTok.
So many people have told me to do it, but I'm afraid of my head being buried even more into my phone.
I just feel like you know, your personality, I know you after the couple of talks we've had, and you know, I've seen the videos you've done on Instagram, not like just your pizzas, but like you singing and or having music playing and being in your store. I feel like you'd be phenomenal at TikTok. You should really do it. I'm telling you.
All right. Okay. Tell my wife that.
Yeah. You know what you do? Set yourself a limit. Like, I'm going to do one TikTok a week.
Yeah, that could work.
So not every day. But I feel like you do so good. And if you really blow up on TikTok, you got to tell them I told you to do it.
You know what? I'm going to mention you. If I come out with one, I'm going to mention you. And just like, Bruce made me do it.
All right.
His fault.
Because I think I feel like you'd be really good at it. I feel like you're going to fit in on TikTok really well.
Thank you.
You know,
I'll try it out.
And I think TikTok is a great place for businesses. I know it's like, I don't think every business owner could do TikTok. I don't think a lot of people have the personality to like fit in or be comfortable on there. But I think there's a good opportunity for people to do it.
Right. Your business is what you believe is going to make you money. So essentially you're selling yourself.
Yeah.
Basically. So TikTok is yourself, your image. So you're selling yourself in a way, comes back around to the business. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you have to be comfortable with yourself. You know, a lot of people aren't.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know,
you have no shame.
And I don't know if you're comfortable with yourself, but I know from watching some of your videos that you either are comfortable with yourself or you don't care. It's one of those two.
Both.
Yeah, it could be both. Yeah.
A good mixture of both.
Yeah, like a lot of people either maybe care too much so that it stops them from doing it, or they're not comfortable with themselves and they don't do it.
I also do, just to show you, like, that's my personality, but I know people that have personalities like mine, but they're not like that in business at all, and they're strictly business.
Yeah.
Where I want to showcase where it's like, you're coming into my store, I want to showcase, I'm essentially there in my shop more than I am home.
Right.
So I'm bringing you into my home. So I want to show you that you're going to get treated like you're in my home, not in my place of business. Give me your money and get out.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
And so many places that I talk to or listen to this podcast are trying to find their way through the crazy, noisy world of the pizza industry and find their place in putting your personality, how you naturally are in real life. Obviously, you don't want to offend anybody. So if you're an asshole or a jerk, don't do that. But like your natural personality, if you're fun and goofy and like doing interesting, put that in your business. It's going to make you stand out.
Of course. I try to convince some people to do it. And you could tell they're trying, but it's like, dude, you're putting in the effort to do it. Just it'll eventually come natural. And if it doesn't, then you have somebody else in your store. If they're silly and goofy, try to have them do something.
Right. And it takes time, right? Show,
yeah, of course. It's just to show personality, not just business. Because business to me is very, very boring.
Yeah, especially our business, because it's like Groundhog Day, right? Like every Tuesday is Tuesday. Every Wednesday is Wednesday. The inventory comes in. It's busy on Friday nights. It's like to say Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving is real busy. Then the day after Thanksgiving is not real busy. Every year is the same thing. Obviously, this Corona thing aside.
Yep.
But other than that.
It's repetitive.
Yeah. So you got to like have a little kind of fun.
Yeah, of course. And it's, I want, like my mother yells at me and my father yells at me sometimes. It's like, oh, you got to be a little bit more of a boss and stop treating everybody like friends because you're not getting your point across. It's like, no, I've been in the working world on the other end of it where I've worked for people. Obviously, everybody has at some point or another. And you don't work for me, you work with me. So I want work to be enjoyable. And I wish where I worked, it was fun. It wasn't in certain places because you're there to work. So I want to spread that to everybody that works with me. Not for me, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do they? Is there a line that you have to be careful with where it's not like too fun, where the work doesn't get done?
Work will always get done one way or another, but yeah, especially at night, like if the cocktails, you know, they come out after a certain time. During cleaning.
Yeah, right. After
during cleaning is when those come out.
So you must not have a hard time finding people then to work with you because you get a fun environment.
Repeat that one more time.
Do you have a hard time finding employees, or is it more easy for you because it's an enjoyable place to work?
Drivers.
That's the hardest part.
They flow like water.
Yeah. Everybody says that right now. Everybody's having a hard time with drivers.
They flow like water. It's like, what days could you work? I could work any day you want. What hours could you work? Any hours you want. Okay, write that down. And I'll see, can't work Friday, can't work Saturday morning. Thank you.
So true. You think it's because of the third-party apps that are make it different or more difficult? Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know what? I'm not going to lie. When I see a Grubhub order come up, I tell people all the time, I said, you do realize that you're getting charged more. Where do you live? And they say right up the street. I'm like, cancel it. Say you don't want it or say it came wrong. I get paid. You get your money back. And my driver will take it up the street. Just take care of the driver for me. And they say, okay.
Does it work?
All the time.
That's a good strategy. Everybody should do that.
Do you know why it pisses me off? Is because when we're writing down an order, literally, the pad is in our hand. And we'll see, hi, I'm here for Grubhub. I'm writing the order down. How would you like me to finish it? When is it going to be done? Oh, I don't know. 3 minutes. Oh, okay. No, 30. Now, please go back outside and come back in.
Yeah, they don't have any etiquette when it comes to the restaurant industry, that's for sure.
No, not at all.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. I there's probably 1,000 people listening to this podcast right now that just friggin' died laughing because they all know that same thing happens exactly to them.
Oh, my favorite. My favorite is when I see one face pop up on my screen saying, this guy is coming to pick it up. Oh, okay. 20 minutes later, nobody's coming to pick it up. And then another face comes walking in. I'm here for this one. Oh, which one is that? We only have one. No, the other one. That one didn't come in yet. Hey, it's still binging. Bing, you have an order. Thank you. I love it.
I you know, it sucks because I feel like as pizza insiders, we kind of let that happen, right? Like we had the ability to go direct to the consumers before Grubhub and DoorDash and all these other places happened. Yeah. And we just were so slow to adapt the technology that they just did it to us.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. But also now it's turned to where I convince people, like how the strategy I just told you, to order from us directly. But I do keep the tablets just because it is found money at the end of the month.
Yeah, you're right. It is like a discoverability thing.
Exactly. It's like, oh, here's this chunk. It's like, where'd that come from? Well, they are a pain in the ass, but you know what? It's here. Thank you.
Right. Well, what's the next thing you're working on? What's the next thing? Can you announce anything with us? Like the next item you're working on that you have in the works that you're going to show on Instagram soon?
When are you putting this on? It depends on that answer.
Probably next week, the first week of December.
All right. I'll give you a little bit.
All right.
I'm working on Russo's 1.5.
Okay.
It's not a 2.0. It's a 1.5. My theory is I'm looking at the four walls, and I said, I'm growing, outgrowing this place just a little bit. I would like to expand. Where could I expand to? And then I said, wait a second. If I get another location, now I'm going to be starting from scratch again, kind of, in another location, and I'm going to outgrow those four walls. So I'm going to leave you with this. Russo's 1.5 could be anywhere I want it to be. If I want to sling and fling on an ocean front and wrap it up for the day, I could do that.
Okay. I think I know
what I'll it leave
is.
That there.
I think I know what it is, but I won't say anything on the, we'll leave it at there.
Okay.
We'll have to have you back on to tell you whenever you're ready to announce that one.
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. Michael, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. Where can people go follow you or check you out if they want to go say hello?
Just Feed Me Russo's on Instagram is what I'm most active on. And Russo's, yeah, just Feed Me Russo's. Feed Me Russo's on Instagram is I'm most active on. Come say hello, stop by, give me a thumbs up, and have a nice conversation because I'm a real human being, not just a business.
And soon to be on TikTok.
Yes, thanks. Right. To you.
Yeah, all right.
I'm blaming you.
You can tell you, Bruce@smartpizzamarketing.com. You can have your wife email me and tell me it was my idea. Tell her it was my idea.
Deal.
All right, Michael, thank you so much. Don't hang up, but thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. Guys, check out the show notes. We'll link up Michael's website and Instagram so you can go say hello to him as well over there. Thanks, Michael.
Adios.
Excellent. Thank you, Michael, for joining me on the podcast. Very much appreciated. Listen, if you're listening to this podcast when it comes out live, our next 30-day Instagram challenge starts December 1st. So smartpizzamarketing.com/Instagram challenge if you want to get involved with that. Our last Instagram challenge was inside of our mastermind group. I opened it up to everybody now. It was a fantastic challenge. We did a 20-day sprint. A lot of people, almost everybody who participated in that challenge saw their impressions 5 times increase, their reach 5 times increase. They started conversations with customers. They got actual business. They got followers. They learned what hashtags to use. We have a whole program that we've opened up now that we've tested it out inside of the mastermind group for you. smartpizzamarketing.com/Instagram challenge to get in on that. We're going to show you we're going to give you 20 different sets of hashtags that you can use, how to find local hashtags to find actual local people in your area. We're going to give you 20 Instagram Reels ideas, 20 Instagram Stories ideas, 20 Instagram Post ideas, all of that inside the Instagram Challenge. So you're going to be able to implement all of that for the next 30 days. And then when it's over, you're going to have all of that ideas, all of that motivation, and all of that knowledge to extend it beyond the 30 days on your own. And you can rinse and repeat these tactics that we're teaching you inside of this Instagram challenge. So if you want to up your Instagram game, and listen, Instagram's evolving. Social media is evolving. Instagram may be a place that you will only be able to leverage that platform for your business the way it is now for the next year or two, and then it's going to be gone. And then you're going to have to move on to TikTok and figure that out. So now's the time. Get on that. You leverage Instagram for all it's worth for your restaurant or pizzeria. smartpizzamarketing.com/Instagram challenge and get started with us. You won't regret it. December 1st. All right. That's it. That's my pitch for joining the Instagram challenge. Go do it. I promise you, you won't regret it. Also, if you have any questions, if you want some more info about that, bruce@smartpizzamarketing.com is my email, or you can hit me up on Instagram. We have 2 places on Instagram, @SmartPizzaMarketing, and my personal one is @TheBruceIrving. If you want to message me direct over there, I hang out a lot over there. All right, that's it, guys. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. Go follow Michael @FeedMeRussos on Instagram, and we'll see you on next week's podcast.